All right, post EC2 Evolution of Consciousness Convention podcast. I'm here with AZD Raj Depar, motherfucking D Bazaar. Brother, you arrive in town and the energy shifts. What you did on stage, you're like a catalyst. It's absolutely surreal. So we'll ask you how you are doing and how you're doing it.
Well, hello, and I've been asking that question to myself a lot, and that's how I teach. I ask myself that question, and then I answer myself out loud, and I let other people listen in on it. Really, I'm trying to figure it out myself, because there's only so much that I can personally take credit for, really. You know, and I don't know where it's coming from, to be honest. I have no idea. And I'm just trying to figure it out, just like everybody else. But I live a certain way, and I've been living for a long time this way. And the act of living this way, what it does is the act of living becomes practice, spiritual practice, like the monks and yogis. I just happen to be in society, not in a monastery or anything. And so what everybody is watching is they're watching somebody who is basically a monk or a yogi with zero attachment to all the things that everybody else has attachment to, doing my thing, but using their measurements to prove that, let's say, my philosophy or whatever is the philosophy people should have. Kind of like that, if that makes sense.
It completely does, brother. And it also makes sense in a way where I personally like to both enter, it makes sense, and to also contemplate all of the ways in which I can understand it even better. Today is January 4th. It's a landmark for many people in the world. I know we think beyond that, and any decision made, any flow followed, any direction, eventually at some point there's going to be an element of surprise. I just had one tonight. So you said detachment, unattachment. I'm curious, for you, I'm sure there's different degrees. There's the stuff that you're already unattached to. There's the stuff that you're detaching from. What do you do when you're surprised? Are you still caught off guard suddenly, a person, a situation, and what's your process there?
Yeah, I get thrown off by my girlfriends a lot. That's about it. Nobody else can throw me off because I don't think I have that level of I give a shit about anybody else. So with my girlfriends, they throw me off because they act still in ways that doesn't make sense to me. And I don't know how many times it's going to happen before I get it, but I think that if I totally got it, I probably wouldn't have another relationship ever. I would break up with everyone. So part of me knows that in order to have this illusion continue and be part of the game, I'm going to have to forgive and forget, right, in order to be able to have a relationship. But yeah, I'm surprised. I'm surprised a lot, but it's okay. It's like no big deal. Like, what's the worst that's going to happen? Someone's going to backstab or betray you. You know what I mean? Like, get over it. Big deal. It's going to hurt. Ooh.
Detachment is in multi-direction. Sometimes we'll have to detach to the fact that we got attached a little bit so we don't hold anything against us. Sometimes we have to detach from detachment also. So
yeah, that's very true. That's very true right there. That's a big lesson. Thank you for that, Jeff.
I really enjoyed our conversation in the car, and it's almost like a continuation right now. I totally could relate, and I hate saying that because, you know, but at the same time, it triggered something in me that, yes, I do sometimes stay in the illusion a little bit because I know what the consequences would be if I was not in the illusion.
Yeah, exactly.
I witness the same with students. Let's help them. You know, I really feel, you ever felt that, brother? I really feel that sometimes guys act a little stupid with the pickup knowledge and seduction knowledge that is being shared. Because if they didn't, that would mean they would be dealing with the 10, as they call it, the beautiful woman. And we don't know what could happen in the next level of struggles. So you feel that sometimes, maybe not all of them, but I feel that sometimes there's that tendency to, we know better, like the guy who's asking the same question week after week, month after month. I look and I go, what's the deal right there? And I go, maybe it's the same thing than you. Stay a little bit in the illusion so you don't have to be at that totally open place where women may not even be part of the picture anymore.
Yeah, I think that definitely happens. I think that the whole game is a game of trying to pierce the illusions and delusions of life, you know? And so everybody falls into it. I think not only students, teachers fall into it. We fall into it a lot of times, too. I think that the thing to do is to stop analyzing and start living. Everybody is analyzing way too much and living not enough. And so there's so much analysis. There's so much, what does that mean? What does that mean? If I do that, what does that mean? And now she said that, what does that mean? And I don't deal with my mind like this anymore. But I haven't dealt with my mind like this for, you know, a couple of months. And when I start not do good in life is when I start to forget that there's like a bigger agenda besides Arash's agenda. And as long as I align myself with the bigger agenda all day, man, I win like it's no one's business. It's so smooth, you know. There's nothing that can, you know, that's what they mean when they say go with the flow or to be one with the Tao. Like, get it. That's what I'm doing. If anybody says, what is Arash doing all day? He's just trying to live within the Tao and through the Tao and in the Tao and at the Tao. And it's fun. I think it's the most fun thing I've ever engaged upon in my life. And seduction is a part of that, you know? So every time I talk to a woman, that kicks in. But, you know, but it's still part of that same process of wanting to understand the natural flow of a woman. I'm fortunate enough to have 5 girlfriends right now, so I get to see that you can't treat one like the other. You know, I hung out with my girlfriend Jessica today, then I hung out briefly with my girlfriend Cristali. Two totally, totally, totally different people. You better not try to treat one like the other one. You're going to fail. And that's what happens with people is that they go from one relationship to the other, and they never get the benefit of seeing in present time 2 or 3 relationships together. So they can't do this experiment. They had one relationship that was serious, then it ended. They went to another relationship that's serious. Now what are they going to do? They're going to probably act like they did, or like you don't have enough time to get it right. One relationship at a time. You know, how much? 3 years, if there's serious relationships, 5 years, 10 years, you don't have it. I have 5 serious relationships happening at the same time. It's like 5 lifetimes taking place. So the data that I gather on a daily basis, I swear I should be viewed like a scientist. The scientist should study me for social sciences. Because no one's done this. Who's been relating to 5 women so intimately? I know there's men that have 30 wives. Take a look at those videos and pictures. Tell me if their wives look as happy as mine. Nope. Something is different about them. There you go. I'm opening up some Christmas gifts right now. They're left over. Great. Ah. I got a microphone. I got a microphone. If I use it, wait, do you have it out there? I want to try it with my phone as he's listening. Can't do it now. Okay, well, I'll do it with the computer. Okay, what else you got? Okay, brother.
Okay, well, yeah, I had this, 2 things come up. I'm putting myself in the shoes of, you know, guys that are kind of starting the journey. And I remember, I feel that a lot of stuff I heard a long time ago, coming full circle, totally makes sense. Like you said, that's what it means to be in the flow. With the help of distinctions. I remember at times being very confused, being in the flow. Some could have an inclination to quickly lean towards laziness. So with all your experience, I mean, we come back to be in the flow or not even words, but what are like, How do you discern being in the flow? What is not being in the flow? To clarify.
It's very easy. I think I've solved this riddle. The flow riddle. I really do. I solved it a couple of days ago, actually. I got in an argument with one of my girlfriends a couple of days ago, and then I realized what I'm about to tell you comes from, that's what I'm saying. It comes from an argument with a girlfriend. Like, you know, how cool is that that I get to experience this? It says low battery. Can you give me the charger? It's into the bathroom. Okay. So basically, here's how you get into the flow. Now, it's going to sound crazy, but it's not. What you do is you forget about your goals. You forget about your goals. You forget about what it is you're trying to accomplish. And you realize that there's a bigger thing taking place. And that today, you don't know what's going to happen. I have no idea what's going to happen. But whatever, thank you. But whatever happens, oh, that's fine. But whatever happens, and whatever life presents me, I'm going to face it and give it my soul. I'm going to give it who I am. And that's being in the flow. You can't be in the flow if you're expecting A to happen and then B happens. So if you get lucky and you predict 3-4 things in a row properly, then you create a feeling of flow. But I do the opposite. I try to predict nothing. I try to have no goals all day besides interact with whoever is in front of me. I have like the main points of my day, like I go to yoga, then I hang out with girlfriend one, then girlfriend two, and then I do a podcast and then I go home, like basic things. But outside of that, I really don't have an agenda. I know that I'm going to make a lot of money. That's not something I have to think about. I know I'm going to make a lot of money. I know I'm going to be super famous. I know that I'm changing the culture. These are just things I know, and I'm just living my day and allowing the universe or God or Tao or whatever to just put me in the right position to do the right things. It's really simple. So I feel in the flow when I don't have an agenda, right? That's very easy. Your own agenda is too small because it's your agenda versus everybody else's agenda, right? O-Sensei, the founder of Aikido, said, when you attack me, you don't attack me. You attack the mountain. You attack, how do you move a mountain? How do you punch the sun? How do you attack the wind? He said, I'm not me. I am the whole universe. So I understand what he's talking about. He said, the moment you have the intention to hurt me, you have the intention to hurt the universe. So of course you're going to lose. It's you against the whole universe, not just me. So I get it. Because Aikido means the way of harmony. So that's what the guy was doing. When you harmonize with the world, right? I sent a text to your lecture today. We were talking about something briefly, and I said, you're here as a friend to the world, nothing else, right? Like, we're here to be friends with the inhabitants of Earth because they're savages, right? Their culture is savage. Their medicine is savage. Their education is savage. The only thing they have going to some degree is, like, they can go to the moon or whatever, but that's not even the area I have any idea about. So it doesn't mean no good that NASA can go to the moon, okay? But it does make a difference when I order drive-thru and the lady acts like an idiot. Right? Like, I'd rather deal with the lady in drive-thru than NASA because I don't care what happens in Mars. It's not my business. What's my business is down the street, not Mars. Anyway, you got me going, Vince.
Well, how does that relate then with the aspect of protection, you know, protection of assets and so on? Is there also full reliance on no dependence, or what was the new upgrade if, let's say, or suddenly like somebody wishes me ill will or starts to jeopardize my affairs and so on?
Yeah.
What's the current mindset? What's your current mindset with that?
Well, I feel,
if you don't mind me asking.
I feel untouchable. I don't know if that's just a delusion that I have, but as of right now, it's very difficult to get a rise out of me any more than like a temporary emotion. I thought earlier somebody was being aggressive with me. I didn't answer and I waited, and then the next two texts, they calmed down completely. They weren't even being aggressive. I mean, it's part of life, you know. I don't think that any creature should be so bent out. Look, this is the game of life. Either you're a spiritual being or you're not. I mean, it comes down to this basic question. If you're a spiritual being and not a physical being, then you must treat the physical game as a physical game, like a game. But if you think that you're not a spiritual being, then I can't help you. Because you're wrong. So I can't, right? It's like somebody's completely wrong trying to do something. It won't work. It just that you need to listen. Yeah. Okay? This is information that will help you. Yeah. All right? It's not like just in the air. Like I'm,
yeah, I was saying that.
Oh, I didn't know that. When you do something, normally you can't. You don't listen. Okay. So you know what I mean? So it's just one question. If you're a spiritual being and someone attacks you, what do? You handle it the way a spiritual being handles it. Big deal. You know? Handle the attack the way any creature would handle an attack on itself, by defending yourself. But I don't think the leopard gets so angry at the lion for stealing his food. I think it just like moves on. Why? Because the lion was strong enough to steal its food. Or the cheetah doesn't then go away and yell at the hyenas. You know, the cheetah's now the 3 days depressed, right? And people are like, why is the cheetah depressed? And the cheetah's like, well, you know, 3 days ago these hyenas stole my gazelle. I keep running, you know. These guys are freeloaders. Like, no one gives a shit. He just moves on. That's just what happened. Those guys were bigger or faster. They couldn't get off with. In our human world, we try to, like, find some kind of, like, a fairness. Like, that's not fair that that happened. Like, he shouldn't have done that. He should have done whatever the fuck he wanted to do. It makes no difference. Why are you so worried? Did he destroy you? Like, if you put yourself in a position where you're destroyed by people's actions, then that's your problem, right? It's not, nobody could destroy anybody. Nobody could destroy anybody. It's just one big, giant joke to me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not afraid of anybody for that reason. Just not. I'm not afraid of gangsters. I'm not afraid of criminals. I'm not afraid of anybody. Because to me, they're just people. They're just people. There's, like, no difference between that fucking guy and me. Right? So he killed somebody. So I could kill somebody too. He's not killing me right now. Right? Well, he's dangerous. So am I. So am I. I'm more dangerous than he is, I bet. Yeah, but you know, you wouldn't do anything. Yeah, well, he's not going to be around my family. But like, I just don't have a fear of him. Nothing. No fear. No fear of what? Being broke. Like, you don't have any. Well, then you work. You work. You go get a fucking job. You go become an Uber driver. Big deal. Like, a part of me wants to go drive Uber just to show people it doesn't matter what you do. Like, big deal. I'll go get McDonald's just for 2 months just to show, like, there's no this, like, whatever that is. Right now, I was on the phone with some girl I know, and what happened is she messaged me. She said, hey, this guy is a photographer. You know, I knew you were going to work with him. He did me wrong. So basically, don't work with him. So I told her to call me. She's telling me. And just the way she's talking, I said, okay, hold on. I said, just so you know, because you don't really know me. I go, I just don't talk like that at all. Like, the way you think. I go, the way you're talking, the way you said what he said. I said, I just don't get it. Because you guys are acting so cool for each other. You're not that cool. Nobody's that cool. Like, I said, you guys aren't that gangster. You're not a part of the mob. You're not in a fucking movie. You know? And I said, and if anybody could talk like that, I could talk like that, but I don't. I said, so that's the problem, is you guys are like suddenly these actors fighting each other. Because one's trying to be super cool. Like, I don't need you, you know, I made you. Get the fuck out of here. Mm-hmm. Okay, you made me. Fine. Everybody made me. Mm-hmm. I'm a nothing, right? Without my woman, like, say whatever you want to say. It's still not going to prevent me from getting on and saying what I have to say at 9 p.m. And at 9 p.m., no matter what you said, won't matter the moment I talk, right? Because when I talk, that matters. But the truth will come out. So unless you prevent me from talking, you lose. And as long as I know I can talk, I can relax all day about everything. Because when it's my turn to talk, it's my turn to create my world. Until then, let them create whatever negativity they want. It's not going to affect me. The fact that you don't react makes you 1,000 times stronger. Why is everybody reacting so much to everybody else? So-and-so said this, so-and-so said did that. Who gives a fuck what they did? There you go.
So, wow. Yeah. That's evolution of consciousness for you. Woo! Brother. Our next one is called The Cosmic Code, and the subtitle is For the Enrichment of the Human Condition and Experience. So, you know, it's a title, but it's true that if the human experience can be enriched, so if I ask you, how would you enrich the human experience?
Easy. The answer I have. The way you enrich human experience is you allow humans the ability to enjoy good and bad experiences. That's it. The more experiences that you say you can't have because it hurts you, the least you can enjoy the human experience. The human experience includes everything, including funerals. Right? Death is part of the human experience. It makes you appreciate the people you love. You shouldn't take them for granted. And there's only one reason you shouldn't take them for granted. It's because they're going to die. Because if nobody died, you could take them for granted all day. Do you get the difference?
Ooh. Yeah, brother.
The only reason why you say about anybody, don't take them for granted, you're literally referring to death. Because without death, you can take them for granted forever. We have forever together. If you took me for granted, we'll fix it, whatever. But you don't want to take them for granted because when they're gone, they're gone. And you can't have time with them anymore. So whenever we say that, we're basically talking about death. And if you want to make your human experience better, then your practice every day is the same practice I do. You try every single day to become more and more comfortable with every single thing that happens in your life. And you drop your agenda. You just drop what you think you're supposed to do. I never thought I would do music the way I'm doing it. I never thought I would have... I can't say whether I thought that or not. It was always a part of my vision, but it was nothing like I did any action. I did not take one... Listen to this. I didn't take one step towards being in the music industry at all. But I'm in the music industry doing well. How? Exactly. It was supposed to be the way it is, you know? Like, it doesn't matter. Now, let's say I'd taken 30 steps as a youngster. We would say, well, it was those 30 steps that gave me this music. That's not even true. I would have gotten it regardless. I didn't do shit, and I'm in it. So what I did is grab the opportunity, even though it was uncomfortable a few times. The first conversation, the first investment of money, I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. But look at where I'm at now, right? It showed up, I did it. Showed up, I did it. Showed up, I did it. In 4 months, I'm in the top of the NorCal fucking music industry. Like, what the hell is happening here? Well, I didn't think so much about it. I didn't care so much about the risk. I said, well, I have that money. I'll just invest it in there. Big deal. I've lost money before. Oh, well, I'll talk to that guy. Big deal. All right, I'll meet with him. So what? What's he going to do to me? Oh, he's a gangster. Let me see what happened. When I first time I met up with a crew of people, not one, with a crew of them, one of the guys who was also meeting up with them earlier came to me in the car. He said, hey, man, just be careful when you're around these guys. I said, no, I know what kind of people they are. He said, no. Just be careful. And I looked at him, I was like, what are you talking about? And he goes, well, not everyone likes you here. That's all I'm going to say. I can't say anything else. I said, oh, were they talking about me? He goes, I can't say anything. Just be careful when you're around them. So then I walk into a group of just gangsters, left and right. And I'm like, who doesn't like me? Trying to find out from handshakes and distances. I have no fucking idea. Everybody's playing the same game. Everybody's too hard for everybody else. From that day to where we are today, you know, all these risks were taken and I didn't give a damn and I still don't. So that's how you make your human experience better. You realize you're going to die anyway. So you decide what kind of experiences you want to have and you go have those experiences while you die. Otherwise,
I have two.
Anyway, while you have a bunch of experiences you don't want. And you're still going to die. So you die both ways. You never make it out. And you're going to hurt both ways. You might as well hurt and die doing the things you want to do. Because it's going to hurt and die anyway. That's the philosophy. I have to do
my philosophy. My brother, there's an acceleration. You know, it's been like that since day one. Since I first met you, since I first heard you, suddenly the acceleration. So there's two things. I don't want to take too much of your time. But there's two quick questions that I have. I have witnessed in the world people who really expand, who really open, they seem to hit a plateau of conflicting. For example, maybe they become distressed about the environment, and they're becoming distressed maybe about political stuff. So my question is this: is there, through the elevation of that awareness, still a point of taking a stand, or should it all stay in the flow and embracing it all? Would you still see value in somebody going like, no, you're mistreating the environment, or no, is there still a sense of that? if my question makes sense to you.
Yeah, it does. I think the crimes that I recognize are very few. You can't walk around in the universe making everything a fucking crime. Okay? Listen, you can't walk around the universe making everything a fucking crime. And let me tell you what I mean. So from the top of my head, let me tell you some things that should not or cannot be debated with. Okay? The harming of innocent children, the harming of innocent children is a crime. Do you agree or not?
Yeah.
Cannot be justified. Okay? Cannot be justified. I mean, unless you harm one child and you save 1 billion children, but again, you're saving 1 billion children. But that's not what we're talking about. We're just talking about people that harm children. Basic. That's a crime, right? Okay, violating another human being physically. That doesn't mean just rape and molestation. It means slapping someone or punching someone or spitting in their face or pushing them. If you physically violate another human being, that's a crime. Because you don't have to get physical, do you? There's just no reason. The person can say whatever they want. If you get physical, you are the criminal. You could say it back. Say it back to them, right? Why do you have to go push and punch and do things like that? So we have crimes against children. We have crimes against bodies like that, like violation of bodies. And then there's a crime against animals, but not in the sense of eating them, consuming their body, but just harming animals, dog fighting, cock fighting, anything, anybody who's cruel to animals. Okay, so now, I'm thinking, I'm really trying to think if there's any other crimes I can recognize. Like, even if someone stole something from somebody else, that does not go in that category for me as all the other stuff. Steal back or safeguard things better or big deal, right? It doesn't fall into the category of harming a child, an animal, or being physically violated. So since I have these basic three rules, then my judgment on everything else is just an opinion. It doesn't matter. Who cares? I like this, you don't like that. Big deal. Who's right, who's wrong? But those things I can't compromise with, right? I won't.
Got it.
So my mind is really clear. I don't care. You know, politics, you like Trump, I don't. I like Trump, you don't. Who gives a shit? Those are all opinions. Who's right? I have no idea. I have no idea who's right. I can't say I am either. I can give you my reasoning for doing it, and you should give me your reasoning.
That's powerful right there.
If you physically attack me, you're wrong. If you harm any of my children or any children around me, you're wrong. And if you harm another an animal, you're wrong. Outside of that, everything you do, the only way to prove it is you have to have a better setup than I do, like better logic. And then we have to let what? Reality decide who's right. Not even people. Reality decides who's right. So I have 5 girlfriends. That's reality saying I'm right in my estimation of women and relationships. I'm more right than anybody else. That's reality speaking. That's not an opinion. Right? So opinion would be we got 4 pickup coaches and they're all single. They've all been single for 2 years and everyone's going to say who they think is the best pickup artist. Well, none of them. None of them. They're single for too long. Okay? So now it's a matter of opinion. Let reality decide what the judgment is. That's what I think. Brother, I have a podcast in minutes, I think. Well, 12 minutes.
Yeah, okay. We're good. I, there's more questions, but there will be plenty more. And for my brother, you know, there, just in conclusion, consciousness was really expanded right now. I'm like totally expanded. So that confirmed the last thing that you said. I'm going to let you go. And I really appreciate everything. And words are, I don't want to communicate those things with words right now, but we know where we're at. And so much respect. So thank you. Raj the Farmer, the fucking Deep Bazaar, everybody. More to come. Thank you, brother. Good night.